Level Up Latina partners with working women and mamas alike to guide them in achieving fulfilling career and life goals through financial empowerment, professional or leadership coaching, and personal wellness. Find the unique coaching you need to succeed.
You're listening to Vero, Ceci, and Irene, and we are Level Up Latina.
Welcome, welcome back after a long break to another episode of the Level Up Latina podcast. This is episode 235, and it's the February random episode. So I think it will be a good opportunity for us to catch up porque we took like a month and a half break, más o menos. So if we sound a little rusty, ay, discúlpenos, pero aquí estamos, back and ready to go. Excited to see my friends and, you know, no en persona, pero, you know, via video. So before we start catching up on, you know, what we've been doing and a little bit about the reason as to why we took this break. ¿Cómo están mis amigas chulas del alma?
Ceci, so happy to be back on this podcast with you and Irene. I've missed you both un chingo, and we're going to amp up the energy a little bit, porque aquí parece que vamos a dar cuentos de historias para dormir a nuestra audience. But I think ASMR. Vibe check, I think energy-wise, I think we're there. We're just kind of like, how do I talk into my mic today? You said you were nervous about coming back on? I'm just like, I hope I sound okay to this mic today. But I'm happy to be back. I love you girls. Thank you for the break.
Hola, I'm happy to be back. Ceci, I love you, Vero, I love you. I'm glad que estamos de nuevo. I've missed us juntas. It's been fun to rewind to other episodes and do that and share gems that we've had on the show, but I'm glad to get back to the 2024 episode. So, bienvenidas de nuevo to the podcast. Las quiero un chingo. And let's go back to la Ceci, the hostess with the mostest today. Look at her pretty face.
Oh my God. Me están haciendo llorar, you guys, just like with that intro. Yeah, so I'm excited to see you guys and just be here together. And I think, our listeners and definitely the Guilt-Free Squad, you know the reason why, you know, we took this little break, and our audience may or may not know exactly details, but my mom passed away last month. It's been a little over a month, and you know, we were kind of expecting it. We didn't expect it this soon. She had been battling cancer for seven years. Entonces, pues, aquí estamos ya de vuelta. And I just want to thank you ladies from the bottom of my heart and our listeners for being patient and understanding why we needed to take this break. I wasn't ready. And as, you know, our listeners and even some of our friends that have gone through, losing a parent, there's days that, you know, no tienes ganas de hacer nada ni de levantarte de la cama ni nada de eso. And then there's days that, you know, a mí, por ejemplo, me ha dado for like deep cleaning, and I've been like freaking deep cleaning. So it's like, it kind of goes in waves. So I don't know where this podcast is going to go, but I wanted to, you know, share that news that to begin with. And, you know, thank you ladies for being there. I told you guys off air, and thank you for being with me and understanding. And I think you guys were on that journey with me like the entire time, like these 7 years. I remember talking to you guys about just fear and like fear of asking the doctors questions, and hayan estado de la mano and, you know, apoyándome, and you know, your words and your hugs and your cries with me, your laughs with me. So, las quiero un chingo. Amigas como ustedes, like, hay pocas. So, las quiero un chingo. I just wanted to say that.
We love you too, Ceci. We love you very much. It was a team effort, and it was de todo corazón. And you have been so valiant and so strong. And you show up here. I don't know how you do it, because, you know, caring for an ailing parent cannot be easy, and then at the end it cannot be easy. So te consideramos mucho, te queremos, te adoramos, and we're so proud of your family and how you guys have stepped up, and it's just so beautiful to see. And we can't get into all the details or anything, but you've been very strong, so strong. So if we had like half the strength that you have, then we could do anything, no excuses. So I'm going to try to harness that strength that I've seen in you. When I have anything to freaking complain about or anything I don't want to do, I have to put in perspective like the strength that we have to have sometimes in times of life that are hard. Pero te queremos un chingo. We love you, love you, love you so much. And we're so glad to be back and seeing your energy and your vibes and your love on social here. It's going to be good. And we're doing this for Mama Cata today. She's with us. She's our angel. She's everybody's angel. Mm-hmm. And I really have enjoyed on social media seeing you share her, your sister share her. I'm going to leave it right there so we don't all end up crying.
Doña Cata's like, that's it? That's it. Really, you guys. Come on. Play a song for me, cabrona.
I don't want to say anything
else. I'll say this. Like, that strength, I get it from my mama. Like, I get it from her. La vi todos estos años, like, just luchando. And even before that, like, just everything. And it's just, like, it all comes back to you. But, yeah, that's what I've been doing. Like, well, I guess I'll start. But that's what I've been doing this month and a half. It was, like, you know, first, obviously, preparing the funeral and all that. Y los servicios quedaron hermosos, like, you know, como se lo merecía. And then, you know, just kind of, I don't know, like, what do? Like, you pick up and go on with your life, but it's hard. And so I've been doing that. I've been, like, just being, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, at the beginning of, like, COVID when we were, like, sheltering in place, that I was just, like, in sweats. Así estaba, like, just in sweats. I just want to be comfortable. I just want to be able to, like, you know, if I want to go back to bed. So I've been doing that. And then, was it last week apenas? I think it was last week apenas. I started exercising again. And it's hard, but it's like, I got to do it because it's going to make me feel better. And so I started doing that. I went for a massage, I think also a week ago or two. Like, I hadn't gotten one in so long. Esta semana me dio por, like, deep clean. Like, when was it? On Sunday, I was, like, in my kitchen, just, like, cleaning. And it's just, like, poniendo música, you know? And then, when was it? Yesterday or the day before, I was like, I went to town in the girls' room because, you know, like, when stuff accumulates and just, like, the little freaking juguetitos, and I'm just like, okay, I went to town. And then, you know, and then the memories come back because I found, like, this doll that my mom had made for me. And I was like, oh, I'm going to take it back. I don't want the girls to, like, just keep it con todos sus juguetes. So I took it back. And then, like, I remember she was missing her little, like knitted, it was like crochet or knit. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, su gorrito, like her little hat. And I'm like, oh my God, this is missing. And I remember not so long telling my mom, I'm like, what happened to el gorrito? And she's like, oh, por ahí va a salir, you know? And I was like, I don't know if it's been lost for years. Like, I couldn't remember. And the day that I was cleaning, like, deep into, like, this toy box, salió el gorrito. And I was like, I took it back, you know? And then I got this, like, feeling of, like, ay, no sé, como ansiedad, like, como que I wanted to tell her, like, I wanted to call her and, like, just pick up the phone and tell her, like, mom, ya encontré el gorrito, no pude. So what, que hice, I'm like, I just said it out loud, mom, mami, mira, ya salió el gorrito, you know? So it's like, because, you know, qué hace uno cuando pasa eso, y me ha pasado ya dos veces, like, me da la ansiedad de hablarle, so qué hago, like, I just say it out loud, so. That's what I've been doing, and just spending time with family, being present, and, you know, like I said, it goes in waves. Hay días que estoy, you know, just like, I don't know, I guess anger, like, why her? You know, why can't I have my mom? Other days, como que más accepting, like, okay, ya no está sufriendo. Otros días de que, pues está con nosotros, I know, I feel her, I see signs. So, anyway, that's what I've been doing, grieving, and it goes, you know, in waves. Sí, sí, cierto. I mean, you've been, you know, también. Yeah. También se ha pasado, has pasado por esto.
You have me crying over here,
I'm
girl.
Sorry. No, that's why I said sorry. I'm like, we might cry.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good to cry. It's good to kind of talk about go wherever we need to go. Yeah, this reminds me a lot of like losing my dad, but my dad and I didn't necessarily have the relationship that you had with your mom by any stretch of the imagination. But it does bring back those memories of like saying goodbye and telling them they can rest and telling them that you're there. And just you saying that you're talking out loud to your mom, like, wow, qué bonito, right? And then it makes me feel like we have to appreciate our parents while they're alive. And I know you did that. I know you were a good example. You were there for your mom and you're there for your dad now. So we, the listeners, you know, being there with your parents, being there for them, just it makes me emotional because I'm like, I still have my mom, still treat her like a treasure and be there with her. And so the tears are about a lot of things, good things and bad things. But it, yeah, thank you for sharing. It's a beautiful story. Let's protect Vettel's parents. We're going to put them in a freaking
bubble.
We have to live another 25 years.
Dios quiera, Dios me los guarde tanto tiempo, you know. But it's been such a reality check, you guys, the last few months. I think that we're, you know, we always talk about being cuarentonas y buenonas, but so much comes with getting older, right? We've talked about the sandwich generation, the responsibilities we take on with our parents and our ailing parents. Sometimes they have, you know, nos llegan con enfermedades and we're just like, what is this? And we try to learn as much as we can so we can understand and be there for them. But we're never really ready, right, for those moments. Like, Ceci, I remember you saying, like, we knew it was coming, but we just were not ready. And I don't think we're ever ready to say goodbye to the people that have been there our entire lives. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, how? But these last couple of weeks were definitely a reality check. You know, we had our friend Sandra who, you know, lost her dad. Then, you know, Ceci, you lost your mom. And then it's...
Before that, Summer lost her grandma.
And then before that,
everybody's grandma.
Summer lost her nana, which was like her mom, which is her mother, you know? And it's like, there's so many parts of us that we're just like, wow, it's becoming very real. The older we get, obviously the people in our lives that we love, that have been caring for us, are also getting older. And it's been such a reality check to really like sit back and be like, que apreciar cada momento instead of taking advantage. Taking it for granted, right? Instead of taking it for granted, take advantage of the time that we do have because we don't have tomorrow promised. And it puts things into perspective for me because I'm like, I'm a mom of four. How do I want, if I'm gone tomorrow, what do I want to leave my kids with? That's what I've been thinking about too. And I feel that a loss of a parent is going to be felt greatly if you lose them at a young age or if you lose them at an older age, right? So, Ceci, te queremos. I love you. And in this community, we're going to get through it. It is bonito llorar. Es bonito sentir. Es bonito hablar de las cosas que nos pasan. So that when someone else goes through it, they can kind of have someone to turn to and relate to, right? Like, hey, it is going to be hard. And everything's a process. I feel like every time we're expected to just bounce back on shit. Like, you have bounce back.
No.
You had a loss in the family, bounce back. But that bounce back is...
And then Ceci's like, how can everybody go on? My mom is gone. I always feel that feeling of like when you lose someone and the whole world goes on, you're like, everybody has to stop. I'm going through something. Why are people smiling? We're not smiling today. We're not smiling for the next 4 weeks. No, I was going to say when Vettel said community, like the GFS to last. Like the fact that we have this community, like, listen, when you see it on the outside, like, oh, cute. A coaching community, group coaching, yeah, whatever. No, when you're on the inside, like Ceci. The love, the outpour, the contacts, it was their idea. I'm going to be honest.
Oh my God.
Like the monthly session and I go back to you girls like, should we just cancel? Some of the girls are asking me like, girls wanted to send love. Girls were asking about
you. Mandaron flores.
Girls flew out there to see you. Like this community of women, like, and you know, one thing that the squads had in common, because Vettel brought up like our age and stuff, like quite a few have lost a parent, more than you would really think. Like, a few have talked about it and shared it, and each of us, I think, have a client that's gone through it. Like, this is a very real, like, freaking support group. I was like, oh my God, like, it's all about when we're talking about professional stuff here and talking about social stuff here, but then it gets real serious. And the month before, we had someone on talking about parents. And we were going to talk about parents the next month. We're like, what is happening here? Like, it was like a perfect conversation. But that community has stepped up. So for the guilt-free squatters listening, las quiero un chingo. Like, all your questions, all your love. I know Ceci's going to share that, I'm sure. But even to us on the outside, on the sidelines, like, just so impressed by all of you and the women that you are and how helpful you are and how patient you are. And things got quiet in the chat and then they didn't. Like y'all just ebbed and flowed with us. Y las queremos tanto. And thank you for that. And for the new people to the Guilt-Free Squad that were just new, like how impressive for them to come in. I have one new client that's actually, we're going to see her at the Galentine's this weekend, Vero. But like she's new to it. And like to come into a community que se siente que se quieren truly, that they love and have warmth and respect and kindness and patience. Like, I love how good that feels. So shout out to the GFSers, baby.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, okay, so one of our GFSers, like I'm not going to say her name, but we all know who she is. We call her AKA La Madrina. She was my client. And I shared this with her. I was like, you know, during the period that I coached her, we were going through her grief, you know, of her losing her dad. And that process, me acuerdo que, you know, we cried or she cried and we just that. And like, little did I know that that was going to help me, you know, because le dije yo, you know, fulana, I said, hey, I was like, you know what? I'm like, when we, you know, you were going through this and you were going through your parents' stuff because it was their parents' house. I'm like, I think that helped me prepare because now going through my mom's stuff with my sister, no se me ha hecho difícil, you know, no se me ha hecho difícil. We've been going through it, like, nos sentamos, we find a letter, like, we'll read it, you know, and then we'll continue, and we're, like, looking at clothes, like, I want that, yo me quedo con eso. So it's been, like, it's beautiful to relive those memories, and I think this madrina of ours que me ayudó, you know, sin querer creyendo, while I was coaching her through that process. And then she freaking shows up, right, at the services, like I'm walking in and out, you know, the day of the mass and preparing and all that, and I see her standing there, and I just like went up to her and hugged her, and we just like cried together. I was like, I couldn't believe she was there, like, it was beautiful.
And the whole story about La Madrina.
Oh, yes.
Like, of all of the people, the first thing she says is, I need the information on the services. And so I say to you, like, sorry, I just shared. Like, I don't know if it's okay. Like, let me ask about the future people. But with her, I felt like drawn to share because she asked, girl. And then she's like, oh my God, 3 years before my father passed on the exact date. And 3 years before, the services were on the exact date. And not just the services, the thing that happens before the service, the same day. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, Jill, like connection, like life. Yes. Like, yes, like you're in her life. She's in our life. Like, mm-hmm. we're all meant to be connected. Mm-hmm. Like, bonito. And then when I see her there, full freaking circle. Sí. Beyond full circle. How can those things align so perfectly? How can this shit align?
And I was like, oh my God. And then Lizette and Ada were like, who's that? Who's that? Kind of like, because we're like, oh, la prima,
they're like,
primo.
You don't know la madre.
You know, we're like, el primo, la prima. Hey, oh my God, it's los tíos, right? And then it's like, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh my God, well, who is that? Who's that? And I'm like, oh my God, you guys, that's Sissy's client. She's part of our GFS, you know? And then I was just like, get over here. Vente, you know, it's like, and the beautiful thing is like, she just was part of the family. She was part of the women, the people, not just the women, but the family that was there to support you and your family, Ceci, but also part of like the community to like show love and show this respect for your mom, you know, y despedirla. So it was beautiful to be there. And I was just like, I quedé con la boca abierta, just beautiful. Cause I'm like, you know, cuando te lo imaginas? Cuando te lo imaginas?
Yeah, no, like, no se imagina.
That she's been part of this, you know, with us for such a long time and that she knows your story.
She is. She is. Mm-hmm.
So. She does. She does. When I introduced her to at my brother's house, at Manny's house, I introduced her to Luis. Luis ya sabía quién era. Like, what? I said, oh, you're la madrina? Like,
oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh,
I know
God,
who you are. He's like, yep, se le ve, se le nota que es la madrina.
See? Yeah, she's like, I could tell she's la madrina, you know? Yeah. I love that. I love that nickname for her. Pero ya, fue muy bonito estar allí. And like, just feel también otra que se apareció que no sabía. Yo sabía que tú ibas a ir, Vero, pero yo no sabía que Lizette iba a ir. Que she just showed, I just see her también at the end of mass. I'm like, oh my God. So fue bonito pues estar allí. And, you know, just nos pusimos a cantar. I was telling, I forgot who I told them. Like, oh my God, it was like, UCSB days kind of all over because I'm not gonna say name, pero alguien se nos pasó las copitas un poquito.
No, don't say it.
I'm sure we all
don't
know who.
Say it.
I know, right? Pero la persona que me estaba refiriendo, pero
Pero yeah, te digo, estuvo allí bonito y yeah. But anyway, that's what I've been doing. We said this is going to be kind of a moment to kind of catch up. ¿Qué hemos hecho? I know, Irene, you've been traveling, getting back to that. Cuéntanos, you know, anything you want to share about that and how that's been going for you.
Yeah. It's beautiful because I've been traveling with my kids and my hubby, and we're talking about like appreciating people when they're on this earth and loving them and all that good stuff. But I was just in Niagara Falls on the Canada and American side with my youngest, who loves going on vacations to the snow. So I figured we'll go to New York, upstate, should snow. It doesn't necessarily snow, right? You can go somewhere and it's not snowing. But of course, struck gold again. I'm so lucky. 3 for 3 with tropical vacations, no. Snow vacations, yes. And it actually snows with Noah. He's like the luckiest. This kid attracts snow, y'all. So he loves it. And he got to spend time with his mama and miss one day of school. And we were gone for almost a week. And that was really nice. And I loved being with him and those memories. I was going to say something else about our kids. Oh, well, just my oldest leaving to college. All that's moving ahead, y'all. And it makes me really think about, like, when you were talking about, like, I think Vettel mentioned, like, our parents getting older. I think about how everything my son's going through as a senior in high school, I always think about my mom as of late. Like, she once had a senior in high school, and all the things I didn't think about her doing for me, like paying for the prom or paying for me to go to the Cancun trip, right? My son's doing something like that. He's going to Cancun for his grad class. And it's like, damn, I feel like I just did that yesterday. I fell in love with his dad on that trip, like just yesterday. And here I am paying for this kid to go on this trip. And then I think like how my mom, like, el esfuerzo que hizo. Like, those things were not cheap for my mom. Like, Isaiah doesn't have to bat an eye. Like, Diego and I, there's no price tag like that. We're not going to, especially if he's earned it and he works hard, and our kids have what they have because they do their part and work really hard. But a lot of my son's friends aren't going because they're like, no, the parents don't want to pay for it, or they have it, but they don't want to. It's expensive. But it was not a question. He was going to do it. And I think I get that from my mom. Like, my mom was very generous. My mom was very, worked hard for a reason. And I hope that I wasn't like a spoiled brat. You know, I hope I'm a good person. I hope he's not a spoiled brat. It's just about giving them what you've worked hard to be able to give them.
And if you were,
right?
Who cares?
But I've thought about her.
And if you were, who fucking cares?
I'm a spoiled brat. Right? No, I hope I'm a good person. No, but I want him to be right. But yeah. And he's grateful and he's gracious and he does his part. But paying for those things, it's like, oh my God, it's almost the end. And he had his senior night. That's what I wanted to mention. Like, he had his freaking like sports senior night. And like, dang, this episode's about crying because that's what made me cry. But like, he was emotional. Like, he was emotional. Like, le está cayendo el pinche 20, que, like, things are stopping now. Like, high school's almost freaking over, and all the fun things you loved, and being on the field, and being an athlete, and having your parents there. And for senior night, shout out to the familia, man. Like, we did the whole back con. We told people it's his last game. We didn't mention senior night. We didn't want to put pressure on people. It's a Friday, traffic. But people came through. Compadres, tías, abuelos, family, friends. Like, people came through. And then, of course, senior night's really fun. They go all out. They do announcements. They give them gifts. You have, like, a backdrop. You walk with your kid. You get flowers. It was so sweet, and it was so nice que the familia came, and it was a cold, cold Friday night in SoCal. So we were all bundled up and together and celebrating my baby boy, who is no longer my baby boy. Like, he's going to go to college. That's what's been going on with me. But it makes me happy because I think of your mom. I think of you. I think of, like, I'm on the other side of that, and one day they're going to be taking care of this mama, hopefully. Me van a cuidar, me van a enterrar. They're going to be keeping my stuff, and they're going to be happy to keep it and all the memories that we gotta live it. We got to live it and hope we're doing the best we can and raise these kids. And Vettel's got little ones. When Vettel said earlier, like, when I go, I'm like, shit, girl, you need to be here another 5 to 5 years, Vettel. Your kids are little.
Yes.
Jesus, give her, protect her with some glass. But anyway, ¿cómo estás tú, Vettel? What's happened in the last month?
Oh, my goodness. I was trying to remember everything that's happened. It's just like nonstop. When we did our last podcast was in the beginning of January, right?
Yeah.
So it's been some time.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow. I'm like, all right, let's see. I'm talking about the most recent stuff, like, because I think my memory, like, my mind doesn't have space for like a lot of the little details anymore because there's just so much going on always. But I think we're now finally getting the kids to do more activities. Before, they were just doing the swim class, and now, you know, officially they started karate. It is so so cute. They started karate. Galilea finally says she wants to, we're going to take her to a dance class next week. So we're going to join one of our friends and her daughter for the ballet class. And then Gali's like, Mom, I also want to, pero también quiero hacer una música de DJ, una clase de música de DJ, which means she wants to do like the hip-hop.
Hip-hop, yeah.
Yes, yes, she does. Put Gali in hip-hop, please.
Yes.
It has to be 90s hip-hop. Thank you very much.
So I'm like, oh my God, okay. I'm like, sí, la say, yo, yo quiero hacer la clase de música de DJ. I'm like, all right, I think she means a hip-hop, so we're going to do that. And right now, you know, we're just trying to get them involved again, get them out. I said, you know, like for me, it's been like this year, getting out of my shell. You know, like I felt very secluded, very much of a recluse, not secluded, very much like a recluse. I would limited my interactions, limited the amount of time that I spent on activities or doing things like that because I was just really tired. I was drained and I felt like there was a point I just needed to like kind of re-energize and recharge and like mentally prepare myself for adding things to my plate because it's always so easy to be like, yeah, yeah, let's do it. But we know ourselves. And if I wasn't mentally there, physically, I wasn't feeling it. I didn't want to commit to something and then not follow through. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't letting myself down. I wasn't be letting these little children down. You know what I mean? Like, it's that's the worst part. So I didn't want to do that. So I'm like, let me commit when I'm ready. And I feel like this year I was like, okay, I had the conversations with myself, set up my plan, started, you know, walking through my days and like reestablishing like a rhythm and a routine. And I feel like that's where we're at right now. You know, I just needed to give myself that grace. So the karate is coming on, the dance is coming on. They're doing, we're going to try out baseball at Compton College. The Dodgers and the Angels have like their baseball thing camps there. So we're going to do the little tryout this Saturday. And see how that goes. Both Gali, we're gonna take Gali and Joaquin because they both are. They have some sluggers, man. They can hit the ball so well. We've had a lot of family time, and we spent a lot of time with. We went up to the Bay Area. Talking about missing flights, where I was there for Ceci's, for the funeral, everyone's like, Vero, quédate, just stay. And I was like, you guys, if it was old Vero, I would be like, yeah, I'm staying. I'll drive up with the homies tomorrow back to LA, you know, no problem. So me quedaban ganas, but I'm like, no, I can't miss my flight. So thankfully, it got pushed like twice. So I got a little extra time to stay. But I was like, I can't just like not show up to my kid's house and my husband, you know? But then a week later, we were going to fly to the Bay for my little niece's birthday. And we were all excited. We were pumped. You know, the kids didn't go to school because we were flying out of Burbank and we were leaving at noon. So I'm like, why take the kids to school? Let's just make it a day of travel. Girl, we missed our flight. Okay. And it was one of those, like, I have not missed a flight in a very long time. So it was rough trying to get through, you know, trying to get through traffic and then park. And then like we had like the whole plan was ready. Like we're getting to the airport. We're valeting. It's so close. It's the beauty of Burbank. It's small. We're flying directly into, you know, the local airport. We don't have to rent a car. Nada. So the plan is set in motion, but then it was just the action, right? So it just took a little longer for us to leave the house. And then there was a lot of traffic for Friday traffic, like more than usual. So we got to our flight 30 minutes before, so they were like, nope, we can't let we had checked bags. They're like, so sorry, if you have a checked bag, 40 minutes at least. But the thing is that this was like the worst experience I've had with an airline. Like they see these two parents rushing over. We have four kids. We have like, you know, we're trying to get through. And they see us coming. We're not even at the desk yet. And they start screaming at us, nope, we're closed. It's closed. You should have been here 2 hours ago. And we're like, are they talking to us?
Oh, uh-huh,
and like, uh-huh. Yeah. And then Otto just turns around, you know, my hubby just turns around. He's like, you're right. They're right. I'm like, no, let's go get at least some information. Like, can we still fly back? And Otto's like, we were late. It's closed. Let's go. And I was like, well, if you want to talk about your return flights or if you need anything, you can call customer service. There was three people at the front desk and they were not willing to help. But I was like, I get it. That's what happens. It wasn't like get us on the flight. But if they would have checked, they could have done something. They didn't even try. You know,
wait, did you already say what airline this was? Put them on blast. They're not editing that out. Who is this? Don't fly these people. Who is this?
Well, they're a great little airline, but it's a...
She's like, I don't want to say it.
It's Avelo. Avelo Airlines? Avelo? They're like the wine country airline you want to go. If you go on a day trip, this is perfect to like fly in. Okay. And, you know, they have great deals. Okay. Fly out.
But they're not, but those people were not very nice.
But they were not the nicest.
That wasn't nice.
That wasn't nice at all. It was like, come on, dude. You could have worked something out. That, like, you literally can walk the luggage to the front, like, if you need to. We're all TSA pre-check. But you know what? Lesson learned. Next time, let's make sure we allotted this much time for traffic. It happens. And I think it was bound to happen for our family. So we ended up saying, like, well, what are we going to do? And we decide to drive up. We're like, all right, let's drive up. So we put the kids in the car. We didn't come back home. You know, we had forgot a couple things. We're like, no, ya estuvo. Like, we'll just buy stuff when we get there. So we're like, we're not going back home because no nos vamos a ir. So I'm like, all right, we're filling up the gas on the car and the van, filling up the tank. Thankfully, I had just gotten my tires checked because I had a flat. So the homie rotated my tires, changed my, like, added some oil in my fluids. So I was like, my car is ready, yo. This van is the plane today, okay? So we had, you know, the iPads y todo, like, todo. We don't even have iPads, pa' que echo mentiras. We have tablets, the Amazon Fire, okay? I'm not going to say we have iPads because that shit's expensive.
Same.
So we made it a road trip. You know, there was a little bit of a fuss with my husband and I, like, hey, look. I told him, look, I understand. I messed up. I showered two kids. I shouldn't probably showered them. That took some of our time. And then we got a lot of traffic. I get it. There's some things I could have changed. Point is, we missed it. Now, like, let's fix it. What are we doing? So we showed up. We still showed up. It took us 7.5 hours. We got there. We enjoyed the party. The kids had a blast. We were there till Monday. And originally, Otto was going to fly back with the older kids to use our tickets, you know? And I'm like, I'll drive back with the little ones. I can just take my time. And no, we ended up making it another road trip. Like, just, we're all driving back down together. And it was nice. It was a cool, I think the kids are now getting used to the longer drives. Because at first, es un desmadre. Oh my God, putting four children in a car for more than four hours, I think it's, like, ridiculous, right? So we've learned a little bit, you know, with it. And this time it seemed a lot less tedious to do and hard. But anyway, we did our little trip up to the Bay. And now it's just getting the kids involved in school and doing fun stuff and trying to do little date nights with my husband just to kind of, like, reinvigorate our love. So that's what I've been up to the last couple of months. And last couple of months. This last month. It sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
So that was my 3 years in the last month.
I know. Pero qué bueno that you're like, well, now that I'm ready and I feel that I'm ready, I'm going to put them in more activities, because you have to be ready for that. I felt, and I said this out loud the other day to my therapist. I said, I'm like, I feel a little bit of a relief because todos los días era una angustia, right? Despertando. Like, oh my God, is my mom going to... I mean, you guys knew, like, I would text her in the morning, ¿Cómo amaneciste? ¿Cómo amaneciste? Bless her soul, que nunca se quejaban. Bien, gracias a Dios. Bien, gracias a Dios. Anyway, so ya no siento esa como ansiedad en las mañanas. And so part of me feels lighter. And so I was like, okay, now I'm going to do this. And I'm like, no, cálmate. Like, yo misma, like, take it slowly. Like, también I was like, oh, maybe I can sign the girls up more for more stuff, because también they only just have swimming. And I'm like, no, you know what? Summer's right around the corner. They'll do their camps. You know, I mean, no me quedo otra, because we got to work. And so I'm like, okay, I'm not going to put them in anything. Ya en el verano veremos. And then that's it. And then yo también, I'm like, oh, I want to take a class. I'm like, no, cálmate, Ceci. You know, you're good with your little workouts at home. Yeah. Ya con el tiempo veremos, because right now no estoy trabajando, and I go back to work on March 1st, which is in a week. So, yeah, poco a poco y así. And then speaking of family road trips, and this is a secret to my girls, but this episode won't air until after the surprise, right? So we're taking the girls to Disneyland as a late birthday celebration, because we didn't get to celebrate them last month. Pero sí, I'm excited. My siblings are going, where everyone's kind of going separately, but it all worked out that everybody's going on the same day, sin querer queriendo. Vero said, like, your mama's up there working her magic, because we didn't even plan it. It's just everyone, like, was like, oh, I bought tickets for this day. Oh my God, me too. So, ahí le vamos a caer a la Vero.
Vénganse.
El domingo. But yeah, we're excited about that. But yeah, that's what we've been doing the last month and a half. Thank you to our listeners who have been there, who understand, to our GFSers, como dijimos al principio.
So we're back, chicas y chicos, los que escuchan, we're back at it. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient. And if you want to learn more about our one-on-one coaching, hop onto our website, leveluplatina.com. You can always find us on social media. Our handle is at leveluplatina, Facebook and Instagram. If you want to continue the conversation or have a specific topic that you want us to cover, DM us on social media. So thank you for listening. Check out our affiliates that are on our website también if you want to help our business. Ahí están todos enlistados. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, ladies, for being, you know, being here, for loving me y por todo. Las quiero un chingo.
Siempre.
1,000%. We love you, love
Establish 89, baby girl. Establish 89.
Yay. Yay, yay.